Hi, my name is Christopher Brown, and I'm here today to talk to you about the Indian culture. India has lots of fun and interesting culture. They also have fun holidays and amazing food. This is a unique place to be. First, I'm going to start off by telling you about their most popular sports. The most popular sport in India is definitely cricket. They have over 8 medals in this sport. This is their most popular sport, but this is definitely not their only sport they love to play. They love soccer, baseball. India also has a pretty good basketball team too. And now, those sports, they combine for over 28 medals in the Olympics. India is very competitive in sports. That is probably why they love food so much too. They also have amazing food there. Some of their food most famous dishes are aloo gobi, butter chicken, rogan josh, samosa, tandoor chicken, malai kofta, and their most famous dish is their Indian curry. American tries to make Indian curry, but Indian curry in India is way better. The ingredients to Indian curry is sugar, garlic, chicken, and more. You can make Indian curry if you look it up on websites. Their cooking styles are very versatile. Since we got to the good parts, now it's time to talk about what India stands for, as a whole stand for. First, I'm going to start about it, talking about their flag. The colors on the flag are green, white, and orange. The colors on the flag, stand for courage and strength. They got this idea from the time that the Britain had conquered India. India finally got their independence in 1947. The flag was changed numerous of times, but they finally stuck with orange, white, and green. I'm going to talk about some of most Indian favorite famous music. India has a similar music taste America has. They have different variety of styles like pop, rock, and classical. They have similar instruments they love to use, just like the American guitar. In India has a similar instrument like the American guitar. It's just longer and wider with a much softer tone. Here's an example of a lady playing a classical. Some of their music represents some of their religions. Indian religions are sometimes also termed as Dharmic faith and religious. The most popular religion in India is Buddhism and Hinduism. Buddhism has over 5 to 20 million followers. This is an example of a statue of Buddha. Over 7% of the world follows Buddhism. Next, we're going to talk about the language. Languages in India, the most common language is Hindi. They also speak Bengali. The 8th schedule of the Indian Constitution lists 22 languages, which has been referred to as scheduled languages and given recognition status of official currency. Some of their languages consist of their religion. India has listed over 22 different languages. India also has very fun holidays. Some of their holidays are Republic Day, Independence Day, Gaudi Jayanti, Madhavar Jayanti, Buddha Purnima, Christmas Day, Darusa, Diwali. These are holidays that represent some like Christmas and Thanksgiving. one of their most popular is holly. Holly is basically plain in colors. People love holly because of the different colors they get to see and how bright the day looks. Here is some of the most top 10 amazing facts I found about Indian culture. Indian culture is a unique mixture of Eastern values and Western freedom. It is quite confusing if you're New Zealand. For instance, Indians consider their bodies a temple, the left hand is unclean. Are you still confused about Indian culture? You ought to look cultural diversity, land with tribal Indian themed tour packages. Do not use your left hand annotating anything. If you are left-handed, prefer spoon for eating. Do not get or give anything by your left hand. Left hand is meant clean of the body and is considered unclean. That just shows how different India is. If you were to give someone something out of your left hand, you will be recognized as unclean. Also, another good fact is their guest culture. You are honored if you could find an Indian family if you get invited for a meal. This is the best way to taste the traditional cuisine of the land. If you are invited, remember to take a small gift to them. Guests are supposed to bring something for the host. Leave your footwear outside. Do you want to enjoy company of a local family? Also, they have major religions, which I talked about earlier. Religions are present in India. The Indians tend to be quite little sensitive in this genre. Thus, though, it is better to keep their opinions to yourself. If you see a temple for rats, just go with it. If you find people feeding snakes with milk, just watch and enjoy the scene. Every religion is celebrated in the most respectful way in diverse culture in India. Your English is fine, by the way. English is one of the official languages of the country, by the way. Although only a small country of the population speaks English, it is quite easy to get around the country by knowing nothing but English. This is because the land is multilingual. Every state has a unique language, which neighboring state is not aware. Though, English is the accent, for this diversity. Your accent and style of speaking would not sound funny to anyone. Also, do you know that Indian cuisine has more than 140 types of desserts? Every state has its own cuisine. In some cases, each religion of the state has its style of menu. Though, if you are looking for a food-based vacation, India is more than welcoming. With banana leaf, play a rich ghee-flavored cookie. Are you planning to take some of these home? You should, because India has some of the best cooks in the world. India has the largest spice market in the world. Of all the sports in the world, cricket is one of most of the main attractions. Lots of ton of famous people go there to watch the cricket games. India is very good at cricket. There are numerous stadiums around the country. Visit any stadium to get the cricket fever. Do you know that the world's highest cricket ground in India is 2,440 meters? Chell cricket ground is the highest ground built in the 19th century of Himachal Pradesh. Have you heard the stereotype of also Indian riding elephants? We have a news for you. It's half true. Elephant is a symbol of pride and royalty. If you can find a spot in elephants where you can bathe, feed, play, and enjoy with elephants. I need your seat.